MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
I'm chatting with Brendan de Jong. He's head of global investment strategy at Portfolio Metrics, PMX. Brendan, appreciate the time. In investing, being informed feels right. More screens, more TVs, more price feeds. It does just feel right that we should be consuming more and more noise. It's like a default position we find ourselves in far too often.
Yes, 100%, Simon. That's exactly it. And I think really the problem that we have with that, though, is that with this information, I think investors feel compelled to act on it as well. And I think the purpose of the article that I wrote here was really to challenge that and challenge the assumption that information and being informed is a virtue in and of itself. But really, what I'm trying to say here is information is really just that. And it's trying to really know what is the information that makes sense, what you can use, and what mm-hmm. is actual actionable insights within your investment strategy and your long-term plans. So I don't think I'm necessarily saying here that understanding and what is happening in the world or that information is bad in itself. It's really how you use it and what that does to your investment strategy.
Absolutely. It's also, I mean, information is by its very nature, it's historic, it's backward looking, as opposed to markets being forward looking. We get US GDP, it comes in at 3%. That's nice, but that's Q2. We're frankly worried about Q3, Q4 and 2026.
Exactly. Markets move on expectations, not on news. And I like to think about markets as a big discounting machine. And in that discounting, it needs to try and discount what it thinks the future will be, knowing that there's a lot of uncertainty in that future as well. And I think that's really what drives almost counterintuitive movements in markets when news eventually does come out. And that's the very fact that uncertainty almost comes at a cost. And once that uncertainty gets alleviated through the fact that an event has actually happened, you find relief rallies in the market just because of that very fact. Yeah. And also that markets may have already been discounting perhaps a worse outcome and it came out better than expected. And I think this counterintuitive move between data release, which as you say is backward looking, and then what markets do once they actually receive that information can cause quite a lot of confusion with investors themselves. And if they don't really know noise from signal, they can act on this and actually cause quite a big long-term damage in their portfolios.
I like that noise from signal because we're not suggesting that we ignore everything. It's about knowing what matters, what is noise, and what is actually signal.
Yes, exactly. It's noise versus actionable insight into your portfolio. And I think also what's really, really important in this, though, is actually building that strategy, knowing what your objectives are, and then building a robust, resilient, and diversified portfolio to meet those objectives. I think there is a bit of a problem where you as an investor feel like you need to be making a lot of decisions in your portfolios and moving things around based on information. And that can be quite destructive within your portfolio, not only from a poor timing perspective because of the issues that I spoke about regarding markets and expectations and how it actually behaves, but also just naturally from trading and trading costs. I think there's also a disconnect between the confidence of your views and how that is reflected in your portfolios as well, because typically people don't necessarily take into account the possibility of being wrong.
Yeah. And it is. I mean, the market, I mean, the noise part rather than the signal part, it's trying to make me respond. And what you're essentially saying there is that often the best response is to do nothing, is to not respond, actually.
And that is more often than not. I think quite often from a behavioral perspective, we can be our own enemies. And that's where I think the role of an advisor is really a very important one. And that's to help investors stay the course and invest for the long term and not make these knee-jerk reactions. And in this article, I referred to Morningstar's research regarding the behavioral that they very eloquently kind of coined. And over time, that can be quite a destructive force by making those movements in and out of portfolios. And I think advisors play a very, very strong role in trying to calm down the situation and keeping people focused on the long term and their strategy and staying the course, really.
That survey, it's that behavior. It's the sort of we're buying at the top and we're selling at the bottom. We panic late and we get interested late at the same time. And it has massively destructive impacts on a portfolio return over time.
Yes, exactly. And rinse and repeat over and over again. So doing it in the opposite direction over and over again. And it's very, very destructive to portfolios over time.
We'll leave it there. It's Brendan de Jong. He's head of global investment strategy. PMX, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.